With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
To be politically correct, should we call it reverse cow person now?
9.
There's nothing better than Minnesota fans in the South because they say Vikings.
Page.
So if a girl tells you maybe, we'll see, she's saying no, but she doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
And Fat Boy.
The fact that we still have geese here at the radio station tells me one thing. They must really love to eat cigarette butts.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
I'm not putting words in your mouth, am I, Rachel? Or anything in your mouth?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm glad you appreciate that. I know
no.
Y'all are tense and nervous and everything right now, but, you know. What's this? Are you coughing? Do that in your elbow, please.
You got her choking on some coffee.
Yeah.
I sure did.
All right.
Oh, darling, I'm washing my hands like 15 times a day.
Thank you, Conway Twitty. I appreciate that.
Darling.
Nice to see you. All right, when he answers the phone, we're going to dial the number. When he answers the phone, you're going to just talk to him as though you just called him. You'll probably freak him out calling him this early. He's going to probably think you rode through a road check last night and need bail money or something. I don't know. But when he answers, it'll just be the two of you talking. Now, it'll be broadcast on the radio, but we won't let him know any of that's happening until you finally reveal that you no longer want to be his pretend girlfriend. Okay.
Okay.
Fatboy, even through these trying times, do I still have to ask legally if she's sure she wants to do it? He gave me a thumbs up. Yes. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, okay. I'm sure.
All right. They make me do that, even there in these trying times. All right. Fatboy's dialing the number. When we get a ringing, it'll be just the two. Okay. Here we go. It's truth and consequences.
Hello?
Hey. What are you doing?
Hey, not much really. About to check in for work and, you know, see what I got to deal with today. Why, what's up? What are you doing?
Not much really. I wanted to talk to you, but I didn't really want to text you.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, you're lucky then because you know how I am with the phone. Unless it's work or a friend, I ain't answering it.
Yeah, no, so I'm glad I got you now, because there's something I need to tell you.
What, are you gay now? Is that it? Did I guess it?
No, that's not it.
I mean, not fully, maybe, you know, a little bit, but...
No, it's fun, but it does... It does have to do with our current situation.
What do you mean?
I mean, as in me being your girlfriend, fake, or whatever.
All right, okay. What are you, you're not happy with the current situation, arrangement, if you would?
I mean, not really.
You want to go more? I mean, I can see if we can work in some extra, you know, meetings. I mean, it probably won't be an issue.
No. Don't do that. The issue is I don't really want to do it anymore.
You mean altogether not anymore at all?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was fun, but then something happened. I mean, these people want to be friends and hang out. I can't keep this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought that was kind of a dick move anyway, like him pushing for a friendship, but, you know, whatever. I was more bummed about it because it complicated things, but, hey, I was just going to roll with it. You know how I am.
Yeah, I just feel like at this point it's a hassle and it's just too much to keep up with.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from for sure. I just got to think about what to do next, you know?
I mean, these things don't always last, and maybe it's just running its course, you know? I mean, it might be done with anyway.
I mean, as far as we go, maybe, but I think there's more in that as well. I mean, if I think of a different angle, you know?
Has everything that's been going on with the country, I mean the world, actually being on lockdown, kind of changed you any?
Yeah, I mean, I work from home and we don't go out. I mean, that's about it.
Look, it's honestly made me think that maybe partying and whatever we're like doing, fake swinging or whatever, I mean, maybe I don't need all of that anymore.
Whoa, don't tell me you're not giving up on the bottle, are you? I mean, you can't strand us like this. Come on. You can't leave me and the Captain Morgan on an island all by ourselves, you know?
No, not give it up, but slow down a lot. Maybe you should, too.
Look, I mean, I'll always drink and nothing about what's happening recently is going to change that. But look, I can see where you're coming from here.
Yeah, I'm sorry to ruin the fun for you, but I don't think I can do it anymore. Sorry.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool. I think I can get something else going away, so don't worry about me. It's all good, Rachel.
Dude, that's such a weight lifted off of me. I was struggling with this. I'm glad it's over.
Good morning. I'd like to jump in right now. Brent, good morning. This is, you're on the radio right now, actually. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet.
What's up,
I feel like you knew that.
Oh my God.
You knew you were on the radio, didn't you? I feel like you knew that. I feel like you had some you were walking. Go ahead.
I mean, I've listened to you guys a couple times. I mean, it didn't really cross my mind, but now that you tell me, I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, I think it's hilarious, though.
Think he got tipped off?
I don't know. I just, the way he was, I don't know, it sounded odd to me. So, I mean, you're sitting here, what's good? I don't know, man. Like, listen, let me say this. I don't know you, but, like, don't be running around having sex right now. Don't be going to parties. Don't do it. God bless. And also, this is your friend here. I mean, I don't want to, again, put words in her mouth or anything else, but you said, oh, I'll get something else going along here soon. Good Lord.
Hey, look, I don't hold any ill feelings towards Rachel at all. I mean, trust me, she's still one of my good friends, and we're always going to be good friends. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to miss seeing her naked as much in the coming time because, you know, I mean, she's hot, but I mean, you know, what do you want me to say? But it's all good. I see where she's coming from, you know?
Yeah, I guess. You can't really make somebody do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll save that for afterwards. So you're, this is such an odd thing. Like, I feel like there's people like you that are still going out living life like it's normal right now. Like, still just running over, you're hooking up, like all this stuff. Oh, my God.
I hope that's not true.
I'm just too much of a germaphobe. I mean, even if I don't ever sleep around during flu season, regular flu season.
Well, you got cause to be now.
Oh, God.
Hey, look, I mean, with all that's going on, I'm still not ready to give this up. You know, this lifestyle is kind of a game to me, you know, and it's exciting. I mean, I'm having fun for right now, and, you know, I'll figure something out, you know. I mean, I'm not excited about being friends with these people, but, you know, she's hot, and I'm going to keep trying until it's officially done, you know.
The thought of maybe just having a,
be a new set of victims.
The thought of having just victims? Watch out with that talk in this trying time. Okay. All right. So that's it. But the friendship will remain. Is that what you're saying, Rachel?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to stop being friends with him. I just don't want to be friends with them.
I will say this. I don't think that you can be friends with benefits and then decide you're not going to do that and remain friends.
No, because of jealousy.
Just all kinds of stuff. Anybody listening, I dare you to prove me wrong. You don't go from being friends with benefits to just being friends, and then y'all move on to different relationships, right, and you remain friends. Bull crap.
But somebody likes someone more than the other person, generally, and friends with benefits, and someone wants a relationship.
This spices it up. This spices everything up in life. You know, I think it's fun. I mean, I think it's hilarious. You guys called me, to be honest. I love it.
I hate your laugh. You remind me of the guy on McMillions when he's
Doug. Hate you, Doug.
Get an awful laugh. Don't ever be in an audience if I'm performing.
Me and Rachel are still going to hang out. Me and Rachel are still going to hang out and be friends, and we'll hang out normally, like, you know, we have in the past. You know, we'll still be good friends. I'm not doubtful about that.
And if Rachel, if that happens, you're gonna end up sleeping with him again.
No.
All right.
Hey, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I'm not opposed to that either. You know.
Goodness.
It's gonna happen again.
Probably.
It's gonna happen again. Okay. All right, Brent. I have to say, I kind of enjoyed talking to you, but at the same time, you seem like such a prick. I'll be honest. I'm just in this trying time. Can I not be honest about how I feel?
You gotta be.
I mean, but your life, though.
You know, we gotta have some fun, man. You know, You know, I'm a decent guy. I'm a cool guy. I mean, I can't fret over this stuff. You know, I don't want my relationship to be gone with Rachel completely. You know, so, you know, it's all good. It's cool, man.
What's her best attribute of being a friend? This is telling right here. What's her best attribute of just being a friend?
I mean, she's a good listener. We just click well. She's easy to get along with.
It means you talk to me.
You know, we.
You don't ever listen to her.
She said he's a good-looking guy.
I listen to her.
Yeah.
I listen to her. You know, she's cool.
Yeah. She said you look like a heavier Dwight Yoakam. All right. Brent, I imagine, just imagine you are going to talk more probably after this call. So we're going to say goodbye to you, and be safe out there.
Oh, you guys too. All right, thanks for calling. I'm glad you did.
Enjoy your life, Brent.
I hate your laugh. All right. Rachel, you should not be friends with him based off him laughing at his own jokes. When you say something funny, you pause for a minute, maybe wait for a laugh. But he's like, to get the other side. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know. It's been very, very telling today what he's been saying.
Rachel, let me ask you a question before we go to break here. I want you to be honest with me right now. I want you to be honest with the it's probably 350,000 listening right now. A lot of people are sleeping later.
You lie.
Do you have feelings for him? Like, if he you had boyfriend feelings for him, didn't you?
Oh, no. No, no.
Okay. All right. I just felt like
we
that.
We like to party together, and all of that is fun. But the only feelings that I'm having right now is that it's time to make my life a better life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might
not
be friends anymore.
Games.
I mean, I'm
getting ready to turn like 34 years old here this year, and it's just time to stop this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's not for you, it's not for you, so.
We're going to call you on your birthday, and we're going to find out if you had sex with him. And then sing you happy birthday.
We're going to find out.
All right, y'all can do that.
All right, you have a good morning, and you stay strong, be safe, wash your hands, okay?
Thank y'all. You too. Be
all
well.
All right, you be
that's
weller.
Nice. Thank you.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
All right, you sound serious. Tell us what the advice is that you're seeking today on the All Advice Show.
Well, this is a serious business, you know. I didn't know where to turn, so I thought you guys could help me out with this. I think you're going to be good with this.
It's just hard for me to think that we're the light at the end of a dark tunnel for someone. When it comes to something, I don't know where else to turn but you guys. But I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, anytime. Well, so I met this girl. We've been dating. I'm trying to figure out if I should bring up my past. We met this on Bumble, on that dating app, and we've been seeing each other for about 3 months.
Is Bumble one that starts, like, I've never been on any dating app, so when I ask this, it's probably a silly question, but is Bumble just for dating, or is that like a hookup first, and then you develop feelings later?
I mean,
or is that all of them?
It has the friendship option, too. You can either be dating or looking for friends.
Okay. How do you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's still pretty much like a hookup culture. You know, I'm getting sick of it. Like, whoa. I mean, it's not all bad, right? Like, actually, with this person, we haven't had sex yet, actually. We've been dating for about 3 months. We have not had sex yet, and that's good.
We're in a COVID world.
We're taking it slow, which is working out.
Yeah, well, yeah, the last month and a half is probably added to that time.
Doesn't make it easy to not have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen her in a minute, so yeah.
Okay.
So you
don't know if you should bring up your past. Okay. I say yes.
All right.
I don't even know what the past is, so I'm already going to say yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think... Here's the deal, all right? Okay. I have a criminal past. I've served some time. Don't really want to get into what I did. I'm not proud of it, but I just want you to know, like,
it's not bad.
You know what I'm saying? It's like... It's just something I can't run from. I did a couple of years. It's just not sure... I'm just not sure, like, if it's the type of thing that I can hide, you know? Like, I can't really do a background check, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. What'd you do?
Like, I don't want to hide it from her, but I think she's going to, like, break up with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't know.
Did you claim currency? Is that what you did? Did you launder money? What was it?
No, that's some advanced stuff right there.
Well,
man.
I was going to say, Nine thinks it's a white-collar crime, but I'm thinking it doesn't matter. You don't want to talk about it. It's fine. You're just saying...
It's not like bad, yeah.
You're saying, do I tell her about this now? Well, do you want to be in a relationship with somebody who, because of your past and now you've moved on from, is going to judge you in this present time and not want to be with you? Why would you want to be with them?
Well, I mean... It's just I've never had to tell anyone before, right? Because, like, all the relationships fizzle out. It's a hookup. It's whatever. It's just I don't think this ever needed to come up. So, like, this is totally new. So it's not that I...
No, go ahead.
Maybe she won't judge me. You know what I mean?
I think it'd be good because most women love a felon.
They do, man. I mean, watch these Netflix documentaries. They love it.
Do you know any single felons? I don't. I know plenty of felons. They all got long-term girlfriends and wives, too.
Well, a lot of them get them so they can have somebody to drive them because they don't have a license.
And women love to do that,
they
too.
They do. They love to get up early and drive him to work.
You know, make her feel needed because you can't vote or own a firearm.
They love to watch Netflix shows about those people. You know, I don't know if they want to date them. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like, even, like... Tiger King, he's made it very obvious. He's not into women at all, but yet he's still getting all these love letters from women thinking, I'll be the one to change Joe Exotic.
You can't do to him what he can do with tigers and meth
you
to anybody else.
You can't do reverse sex psychology on Tiger King.
No, he's the king of that.
Yeah. So.
All right, so you basically, I got to become Joe Exotic?
No. Look, we already had a bunch of them already.
No,
and now
please,
it's,
no more.
If Blind Horse was open, they'd be trifold now.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I don't know. You don't have to say what the charge was, how long you served, anything like that. But if the shoe was on the other foot and she had done the same thing, would you break up with her?
No, man, because I've been in there. I know what that's like. It's not. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So So there's no lingering effects of what, like, you know, it's all done with, all in the past. The book is closed on it.
You just can't vote or own guns is pretty much the big thing.
But listen, that question is that. Do I have the right to ask her that, though? You know what I mean?
If she has a criminal past as well?
Yeah, okay, so let's say I tell her, do I have the right to then ask her that back?
I mean, you can ask anybody anything.
Yeah.
It don't mean they're not going to get mad, but you can ask them anything.
Or you could just say, hey, we should, 60 days in tonight? And then just say, what do you think about this crazy stuff? You ever served any time?
Yeah. By the way.
And then when she says, no, you're like, okay, I was just asking. But she says,
yeah, cool.
You know what? I wanted to tell you something. Yes, in fact, I did. And then you're like, well, I'm glad you said that because I did too.
Yeah. How many people you really know haven't been arrested for something at some point? Or at least that could.
That's what I'm saying.
People who. Quite a few. Even if they haven't been, they could have been.
Right. Yeah.
You think I tell her that, like, now, like tonight? Or do you think I, like, wait till this whole thing's over? We're chilling and I can see her in person? Like, when's the appropriate time to tell her that?
Next Tuesday morning?
That's up to you.
Next Tuesday morning. 3 months you've been. I don't know. Paige, you're a lady.
Yes.
You've been dating a guy 3 months. Everything's going great. The whole COVID thing happens. You don't get to see each other for a little bit. But still, when you do see this guy again, should he have already told you? Do you care? Or does it matter what the charge was?
You know, I've known someone who had a misspent youth, where he had some kind of things on his record in his past, and somehow that came up. But I think if you had something serious like a felony charge, you should discuss that with people.
Yes. At what point, though? Like, third date? He hasn't... Because the reason I say this to you, Anonymous, is a lot of people are texting in saying, "Don't." This is sad, but don't tell her until you get it.
Well, are you
talking about sex?
I think it's at the point where you decide that you want to have a relationship. If you don't want that, it doesn't really matter.
What are the odds she hasn't already Googled this anyway?
That's a good point.
I mean, you know, like, look, everybody does it, but ladies especially are Googling the hell out of you to see what's up with you.
Yeah, she's already probably Googled your phone number and show any kind of social. Does that work? Right. Can you Google people's phone numbers and find their social media?
Not anymore as much. Yeah.
Arrest records.
You used to be able to get a lot from a phone number search, but not now.
Yeah.
Call DHEC and see if they have a record.
Yeah, call Doug before you
do. Who does that?
It's possible she already knows and is waiting on you to say something. Because, I mean, if she did a research like that, she saw it.
All right, let me ask
Fat
Boy.
Yeah, so then I got to say something soon.
Fat Boy. Did he tell you off the air what the charge is?
He didn't really go into it.
Okay.
I mean, I asked.
Because a lot of people are saying there's got to be more. Like, you did not, this is not a sexual crime, not a violent crime, anything.
No.
Okay. All right. But you did
serve. No, I want to be real clear. I did not, like, harm, you know, it's not considered harmful to others, right?
You're not trafficking drugs or people or anything like
that? No. No, nothing like that. It's not like that. No,
you did not kill someone and put them under your sewer septic tank.
I mean, you never know. No, I didn't. No,
okay.
It's not.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what you do? Here's what you do. You say, look, I'm gonna tell you something. This is bothering me so much, and the more that I have time to think about it, sitting at home and blah blah blah, it got to the point where I actually called a radio show this morning because I had to get a plug for us.
Yeah.
And say, you should check this show out. It's great. And then tell her, this is what I need to tell you, because right now is the time maybe you do it, because there is a little bit of distancing. And if she doesn't want to be a part of the life that you're living, then what a clean break maybe that would be.
That is a good point. But I don't think you're going to run her off with this.
I don't either.
I don't think there's even a slight chance she will be turned off by this.
And if you paid you did your time, maybe you went to prison and you learned your lesson, then that's a good conversation to have, because people do in fact change.
Did you join?
Yeah, it meant something to me.
Yeah.
Did you join a side when you were in there? Were you in there that long? Like, do you have to join up to a certain side, certain group?
I mean, it was 2 years. So, I mean,
God bless America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
We're in the middle of Truth and Consequences right now. The guy who is remaining anonymous had to go out of town. This was I don't know how long ago, but he had to go out of town for 3 days to Memphis, Tennessee. And his friend, so-called, former, as he said prior to this, was going to, it's not, they call it dog sitting, but it's really like dog taken outside and feeding. I mean, dog sitting sounds like you're putting it in your lap and, you know, all that. But anyway, he agreed to do that. As a matter of fact, he said he jumped at the chance because he wanted to hang out and take care of his 85-pound red pit bull named Red Man.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go. He went one time, likely right after dude left out of town. He comes back. His house is ripped apart. There's doo-doo everywhere. There's pee-pee.
Yeah, dogs have been trying to get outside or just having anxiety or both.
All of those things.
Like, I got to poop, man. I'm going to try to tear my way through the door to get outside, but I can't.
Ripped the carpet up, tore up a priceless rug.
Yeah. Well, irreplaceable at least, yeah.
Probably Oriental.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or Parisian.
Maybe.
One of the two.
Persian.
That's what I meant. Well, and French rugs, they make those.
I'm telling you, they do.
So his when he called his friend to say, dude, what the hell? What happened? A, are you dead? B, whatever. Yeah, he's not responding to the text, not responding to the, he probably emailed him too, but he's not responding to the calls. And now blocked him on Facebook. That's the old go-to. So, let's bring him back. Do the old legal mumbo jumbo. You there, sir?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. So, I, you know, listening to the show now for 12 years, you know the old thing. I have to ask you, are you sure that you want to do this?
For sure. Definitely.
And you supplied the number. We're not making you do this. We're not giving you any kind of tickets or anything like that.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Please, I know you can't control his language. Please try to watch your language. And we haven't said any names yet. So when you do, you know, obviously that'll be live on the radio. And we will not jump on the call till, you know, a certain level is reached of maybe anxiety or anger.
Yeah, we'll just kind of whatever we feel we should.
Yeah, but if he cusses, we're going to have to dump out and throw you on hold. Just know that, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Right.
Yes. Oh, wait, that's a good thing is to start telling people.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden you go on hold, it means the other person cuts.
Yeah, don't hang up. Just hang out.
Yeah, because we have an 8-second delay.
That's,
let's try it out.
It's Bradley.
Blank.
Bradley we've been talking to.
He didn't want to say his name yet.
Well, we can say it now.
Oh, we said
hello.
Oh.
Hey, hello. Hey, Dix, it's B-Rad. What? Wait. Wait, who's this? Dude, it's Brad. You know why I'm calling, so let's just talk about it. Come on, man. I know you're there. You know, don't do me like that after what you already did.
All right. What's up?
Yeah, just tell me why. I'm not even asking for money or anything. I'm not even... Just tell me why.
Oh, man. I don't know. So, what do you want from me now?
Hey, how do you not know? You definitely know, dude. You're the one who left my dog by himself in my house for 3 days, right? So you're literally the only one who knows.
Dude, I'm sorry, right? I don't know.
Listen, an apology isn't sharp, but don't tell me you don't know when you do. You know, you're the only one who can explain why nobody came to feed my dog or let him out while I was in Memphis.
Dude, I said I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard you. I mean, you're not going to ask if he's okay even? You know, you're always acting like he's your buddy or whatever, and then you bail on us like that?
I mean, no, I'm guessing he's okay. Like, you didn't show up at my house with a gun, but, you know, right? Like, he is okay. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he chewed the door spacing. He scratched up the rug. He dug up the carpet. He scratched the hardwood. And then he went to the bathroom all over that big rug I got from my grandma. But yeah, he's okay. No thanks to you.
Okay. So I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, good, whatever. Dude, just tell me why. What are you lazy? Are you high? You know what happened? You could have called me. You could have texted me anything. I would have found somebody else to at least go check on him. But, you know, you acted like everything was cool. And then when I got home, I found out the hard way that you never even went by my place at all.
No, dude, that's not true. I went by the afternoon you left.
Okay, all right. Well, what about the day after that or the day after that?
I did go by that first day.
Wow. Thank you, Dick. Now, tell me why.
Man, I really can't.
How can you not? Good morning, Dixon.
Going in circles.
Well, at first he called him Dix. It's Dixon. Dixon, as yeah. In like you know, Dixon. Anyway,
sorry.
You're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3, The Planet in Greenville. So don't hang up. Yeah. Don't cuss. How are you? It was a girl, right? Some girl you've been talking to finally said, "Yeah, come on over."
I thought maybe you got locked up.
Wait. No way. This is too early. It's too early for this.
Well, we only do a morning show.
Hang on.
Yeah, we don't. We're not here in the afternoon.
Dude, how are you gonna leave? Look, I'm not the biggest dog person in the world, but good Lord. Just what was it? I mean, it doesn't matter now. Like, what was it?
Brad, what? I don't understand this.
What do you mean? I mean, what is there not to understand? You know,
he's already fixed all the stuff in the house. He's not seeking any kind of restitution or anything. I've already talked to men talked him out of coming to kick your ass.
Why? Yeah, he wants an explanation. Is all he wants.
That's all.
I can't. I don't need to explain this to you, dude. Can you just like give me some space on this?
You don't need space. Oh, I mean, you know what you need space for? You need space because you're trying to think of some stupid excuse. Just tell me why, and then we can be done with it. You know, I definitely don't want to be friends with you, ever see you again. I just want to know why.
Wait, you don't want to be friends?
I don't know.
You blocked him on Facebook, Dick Watt. I mean, my
Dixon,
lord.
It's Dixon.
Dixon? I apologize for mispronouncing your mouth. Or name.
If you don't want to be friends, then I'm not telling you anything. I mean, this is... Jesus. I can't believe you're doing this on the radio. Like,
boy, if I had a dollar.
Every time. On the radio. It's always that same whine.
All right, there's no... Did he hung up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Okay.
D-Man's gone.
D-Man.
B-Rad and Dix. That's great. I used to intern for that morning show.
Oh, man, I'd watch a show called B-Rad, Dix, and Red Man.
Oh, man.
It's like a cartoon on Netflix.
Oh, man.
All right, so you said you had some possible thoughts about... What do you think really happened? Like, you have no clue? Like, knowing him the way you know him, like, does he, you know, use, or maybe he got popped, or this or that?
The only thing...
Why am I singing?
The only thing I can think of is, you know, he doesn't have a regular job. He has, you know, an under-the-table job, and maybe some people that he worked with were...
He's a dude, man.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they were interested in getting a chance to talk to him, and he just... got scared and stayed inside, but he could have at least texted me, you know?
Well,
he
hell could have yeah.
Still called me.
Yeah, yeah.
He could have said
that's
something.
All, that's all I can think of.
That's a
sign. But I mean, what a loser. I mean, what a loser. Doesn't he sound like a freaking loser?
Yeah, and I appreciate you. You almost said the S word and you caught yourself, and I heard it because you said, the dog used the bathroom all over that. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
nice,
real good.
Nice save.
I probably would have ended up saying it myself, so uh-huh. Good job. All right. So, look, we're not. He got the embarrassment. Matter of fact, I don't know if you're the same guy that used to work at AutoZone, but somebody knows both of you and says hello and tell Dix he's acting like one. But here's the point. The dog's okay now. You get the stuff fixed or whatever. Sorry about your grandma's carpet. But, you know, that's just a dickish thing to do. It really is.
Well, look,
it is.
Bad thing.
I feel a little bit better getting to do this you know, out in public and getting to air it so everybody knows what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I obviously am not going to get an explanation, but this is maybe something that I do get.
Yeah. Well, listen, appreciate you listening for all these years, and don't be a stranger. Matter of fact, you know, let us know how everything goes between now and then, I guess. I don't know. You're not going to be friends with it anymore, so there's probably not an update. But anyway.
No way.
Let's check on Rude Man for a little
bit. Let's find out what happened, like if he got locked up, if it was a girl or whatever.
Yeah, or a guy, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. All right, listen. Bradley, thank you for listening to the show, sir, and we'll holler at you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.